The River Liffey you see today, flowing through the heart of Dublin City, has long been the lifeblood of the city. It has supplied food to the inhabitants with the fish and shellfish found in its waters, or by allowing the transport of food by ship. The first recorded human remains are from 6,000 to 5,760 Cal BC. Archaeological surveys on the Northern Keys have uncovered a Mesolithic shoreline with the remains of ancient woodland fish traps. These highlight the importance of the river's biodiversity to Dublin's very earliest people. But to truly appreciate this river, we must first go upstream to its origins in Liffeyhead Bog to the south of Dublin. Here, rising in the Wicklow Mountains, the Liffey flows first through the counties of Wicklow and into the large Poolafuca Reservoir. This gives much of Dublin City its drinking water and the connected hydroelectric station much of Dublin's power. Finished in the 1940s, the damming of the river flooded a formerly populated valley, and the ghostly remains of house gables and treetops re-emerge above the water in times of drought. Today, the reservoir at Poolafuca has been designated as a special protection area by the National Parks and Wildlife Service and is of international importance for its grey lag goose population. The river then flows through the county of Kildare and on into County Dublin. Throughout these lower reaches, the river meanders through rich countryside and into towns and villages. Abundant wildlife is found both on its banks and in the water of the river. The native otter and the introduced mink can be found fishing the waters while kingfishers fly overhead. Small mammals such as mice are abundant, while cormorants, water hens, coots and herons can all be seen feeding in the water. Once it reaches the city of Dublin, the channel becomes highly modified and is enclosed between containing walls. Inland Fisheries Ireland and its predecessors have continuously worked to keep the Liffey's tributaries open and on the surface when possible. However, urbanisation in the past resulted in many streams being culverted, which now flow beneath the streets of Dublin. One example is the Poddle River, which formed the moat and a dark pool, or in Irish, Dublin, by Dublin Castle. If you go to Temple Bar, you'll find a mosaic on ground marking where the Poddle River flows beneath. But living in what may appear less than ideal or pristine environments at first glance are many different creatures. Otters have been recorded by Houston Station. Where the river becomes tidal, various seaweed species are visible on the quay walls. Different species of gull can be identified wheeling overhead. In the waters are salmon and sea trout. These two species spend a significant proportion of their lives at sea, but must return to the river to spawn. Estuaries such as the Liffey serve as the natural linkage for these fish migrating between fresh water and ocean, and they have been migrating through this estuary for the last 10,000 years. The numbers of salmon and trout in the Liffey are increasing with the improving water and habitat quality in recent years. An Annex 2 species under the EU Habitats Directive, the Atlantic salmon warrants careful protection. In fact, data collected from the nearby Poolbeg station has recorded up to 28 species of fish and crustaceans, highlighting the rich biodiversity present in the river. Common seals have also been recorded swimming in the lower reaches of the Liffey. From here it enters the Irish Sea at Dublin Bay, ending its 125-kilometre journey.